read responsibly from it as we usually do. Psalm 46.
Psalm 46, to the chief musician, a psalm of the sons of Korah, a song for Alamoth. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Therefore we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea.
Though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. Selah.
There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High.
God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn.
The nations raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah.
Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth.
He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire.
Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. As I researched this one, Psalm 46, as I was looking it up, one thing that I kept finding in all the commentators is this is the Psalm of Luther, everyone kept telling me. This is Luther's favorite psalm, Martin Luther. You guys might have heard of him. German guy, lived a long time ago. Okay. When he was having trouble, and he did have trouble in his lifetime, he fully expected to be burned at the stake, or hanged, or any other tortures or deaths. And whenever things were tough, he'd pull this one out. He'd have the people gather around, and he'd sing this one. And I found that interesting from a couple of perspectives. The first is that there's a lot of psalms that say, I'm in trouble, and I pray to God to come help me, and, you know, I'm beset on all sides, and I need help. And that's not the one that he wanted to sing. He wanted to sing the one that spoke of the church, and that spoke of God, the Father, in His strength and His might as King of the earth. And in that we see that Luther wasn't concerned about himself. That he was concerned rather that whatever might happen to him would be for the good of the church and for the building up of, well, the church of God. So he saw God as his refuge and his strength, not to cover him, not to hide him from trouble, but to bear him up as he went through it. And here as we go through this psalm, we can get the same idea. And this psalm is broken into sections. You guys see the selahs off to the side. Those indicate a change in where the psalm's going. And as has been mentioned, they're pauses to stop and think about what we just said and then look at where it goes. Now, this is a song. Not all the psalms are called songs. And, of course, we're familiar with the three titles of the Book of Psalms, right? Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. This is one of the spiritual songs that are found in the Psalter. And it starts with, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. Now, remember, Luther was concerned about what people might do to him. Well, people are kind of puny and small compared to what we're looking at here. The psalm starts with the earth be removed, or the land be removed, mountains carried into the midst of the sea. Man being after you is a small thing compared to being in the midst of these troubles. But the psalmist says, even though these things are happening, we shall not be moved. We shall not fear. Now we stop and think about that because here we see a selah. No matter how bad things get, we can remember that our God is a refuge and a strength. And even if we do fail in this life, that's not the ultimate reality. Now, moving into the next section, starting in verse 4. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. Now, are most of you familiar with the topography of the mountain where Jerusalem is? There's no big river flowing through Jerusalem. They had to dig wells. Remember the Well of David, how they had the aqueducts, the water going to the city. The psalm here is speaking not of a river of water. but of the living water, the river of God. There's a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of Most High. And the river is that God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. Though the nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Again, with God living in the midst of the city of God, and that's what the church is now. Even with the nations raging, and we should think of Psalm 2, of course, the kingdoms moving, the voice of God, just the voice of God, is enough to melt the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us, and the God of Jacob is our refuge. Now, one point I want to make real quick here is if you see in verse 5, where the psalmist is speaking of the city of God, the pronoun's female. It is she will not be moved. As I was talking about Isaiah last week, remember the pronoun was he. And the rabbis say, oh, they're talking about Israel, and that's the he in Isaiah. Well, the pronouns are wrong. They can't be the same. Just a little aside there for those of you who were here last week. And now moving into the third and final section of the psalm. Come behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow, cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Again, something that Christians forget, or that we don't contemplate, that we don't think of the way we should. When we think of, can God really work in today's political scene? We're talking about the one who made the heavens and the earth, who created man out of the dust of the ground. Of course he can influence political events. Of course he can work even though people don't want to cooperate. Behold the works of the Lord who has made desolations in the earth. How can we think he's too small to work in anything that we come across in our life? He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two when he chooses to do so. He has the ultimate power. And finally, verses 10 and 11, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. We wonder sometimes how he's going to do this. We wonder how it's going to work out. What is our part in it? What should we do next? What do we have to do to bring about the kingdom of God? Well, be still and know that I am God, he says. He'll take care of it. Do what you've been commanded. Be faithful in all the things that you've been called to. And trust in God to bring about what he has chosen, what he has decided to do. And it ends again, the Lord of hosts, Jehovah of hosts, is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. So in all things, let us rest in God, not in our own power, not in our own strength, certainly not in our own wisdom. When we're being overwhelmed, it's okay to think of the other psalms and to sing them and to pray them, the ones that are asking for help. But let us remember, when we're suffering for the church, to pray for the building up of the church. When we're suffering for Israel, to pray and to sing for Israel, and to be ready to make the sacrifice, whatever that might be, if the God of creation calls us to it. The Lord of hosts is with us, and the God of Jacob is our refuge. Amen. We'll sing Selection A on this, and it's a tune most of you should be familiar with. So let's sing Psalm 46a.